Proclamation number 8399 of 1st of February, 1963. God is from eternity. From me all things have come forth. There is nothing that does not have my power of love as its origin. And there is no other source of strength from me. From eternity everything is my work, for spiritual creations exist from eternity. From eternity I work, because strength always requires a field of activity where it can become effective. But these creations are completely incomprehensible to you humans. It is enough for you to know that I was and am active from eternity, that I cannot be inactive because the eternally flowing flow of strength does not allow such. You humans have too weak a faculty of thought and cannot be given any information about the nature of my activity, yet you should know one thing, that only the creation of beings like me prepare to beat at you for me of which you have no idea. And this creation lies endless eternities in the past, so that you should only ever understand the term, in the beginning figuratively, i.e., determined for you in your capacity for comprehension. For me there is neither time nor space, and thus the living with essential creations is likewise of eternity. Only this process of the creation of beings is to be especially emphasized as an indescribable act of bliss. For you humans should be able to form a small idea during the time of your earthly change, and it will therefore be explained to you according to your capacity. But as soon as your soul has already reached a small degree of maturity, you will recognize of your own accord that nothing is limited for me, and that you may never spatially or temporally limit my creation and activity in all of infinity. But one thing is the incontrovertible truth, that there is once a beginning for you as spiritual beings. Precisely because you emerged from me, because you are spiritual creations. Evidence of my immeasurable abundance of strength which became active in love and wisdom. Nevertheless, this beginning lies eternities in the past, and thus only the multiplicity and immense number of earthly works of creation will be explainable to you, which only concern a tiny measure of the entire creations of the universe, and you will be able to imagine, even if you don't quite grasp, how innumerable the beings created by me were, and as a result also learn to understand the endless times which are to bring about the deification of these created beings. Yet you must never form limited ideas in this contemplation either, for with me there is no limitation and will not be until all eternity. And my strength will constantly let new creations arise. My love and wisdom will create nothing without meaning and purpose, and everything will always serve to make the beingness that emerged from me happy. For my fundamental being is love, which wants to give itself away, which also requires vessels into which it can pour. Beings which return love to me, and therein also lies my beatitude. And love always wants to give and receive, and this exchange is a process of bliss which you humans are unable to grasp. And if I give you a small glimmer of light of realization about it, this is also already a granting of my infinite love, for which I want to give you a small proof in order to also kindle your love for me, which will then also drive you to seek the final union with me. For only then will I be able to make you happy when all earthly form has fallen away from you, when you, as inhabitants of the kingdom of light, can also be permeated by my light of love from eternity and are now also no longer bound by the law of time and space. Then the concept of eternity will also be comprehensible to you, and you will know that you, too, already exist for eternities, and that only the state of imperfection also signifies temporal and spatial limitation, but that even in this state you are unable to receive an all-encompassing enlightenment. Nevertheless, In my love I provide you with gifts of the highest value in order to spur you on to constant spiritual striving, so that you can still reach the degree of perfection on earth which makes you worthy of the brightest radiance of light when you enter the spiritual kingdom, and you will be and remain immeasurably blissful for all eternity. Amen.